United States Savings Bonds Division presents Guest Star. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Wynn Elliott greeting you on behalf of Guest Star, a transcribed feature program presented by United States Savings Bonds and this station as a public service. Savings bonds are the best way to save. They're always there, ready to be turned into cash for any emergency. And in the meantime, they grow in value year by year. So set up a nest egg of savings bonds for a secure future. Today, our guest is a young man who's one of the most popular leading men on the screen, Van Johnson. And he's going to appear in a sketch prepared especially for this program. So sit back comfortably and get set for a great show as Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra open the program with a Sosnick arrangement of Time on My Hands. And now, our guest star, Van Johnson. He plays the lead in a comedy of the big city called Taxi, Taxi by Lewis Hayward.
New York has 7,300,000 residents. It has 24,376 taxi cabs. Now, can you imagine what would happen if everyone would want to ride in a cab at the same time? Yes, exactly. And that's how the whole thing started, just about 3 weeks ago. For in this crowded city, two people, just two people, decided they wanted a cab and made their decision at the same time. One stood at the southeast corner of Park Avenue and 56th Street and shouted,
"Taxi!"
And the other stood on the northeast corner and shouted,
"Oh, taxi!"
When right between them, what should drive up but a...
cab!
The driver stopped. He looked north and south and asked...
"Who called me first?"
I did.
"I beg your pardon. I think you're mistaken. This is my cab."
"Well, I'm sure you're wrong. It's my cab."
You're both wrong. It's my cab. And neither you ain't going to get anywhere squabbling. You going uptown or downtown, mister?"
"Why, downtown."
"And you, lady?"
"Downtown."
"So what's the argument about? Both of you hop in and the one that goes the furthest pays."
"I'll pay my share, thank you."
"Maybe you're going further than I am."
"Then I'll pay it all."
"The meter's down, so it'll be less expensive for you to argue inside." "Now, ain't that more comfortable? Hey, where to?"
"You can drop me at 50th Street."
"I'm going to 48th. Looks like I pay."
"Hey, Here you are, lady.
Thank you, driver, for being a gentleman.
Goodbye. See you again.
I don't think so.
Well, you gotta be a philosopher about these things. Some guys got it, mister, and some guys ain't. Now, you see, for that tomato, I got it, and you ain't. See, driving a hack trains you to be observant, to tell people's character. This boring?
Oh, no, not at all. You can tell people's character.
Oh, like a book. And I got my own system. With guys, I do it with the suit.
With the suit?
Yeah. And with dames, I do it with the gams.
Oh.
I could look at their gams and give you a character analysis like a Coney Island fortune teller. Now, you take that tomato you wrote down here with. Lots of character.
Lots of character.
Lots of character. And you know how I can tell?
By her gams?
Right. Now, look at her calf. With a development like that, she's got to be kind, trustworthy, and honest.
Honest?
Yeah, honest. And from a calf, do you know where I look?
I haven't got the foggiest notion.
Her ankle. And you know what her ankle tells me?
What size stocking she wears?
No. It tells me she goes for the tweedy type. That's you. And your suit tells me...
I know. I go for ankles like hers.
Right. You read characters too, huh?
Oh, no. I just liked her ankles. But it's too late to do anything about it anyway.
Maybe not. I always watch those strong character types close. They do interesting things sometimes. And they got nice games.
And did this tomato do anything interesting?
Yeah, lucky for you, I got powers of observation. She did. She took her wallet out of her pocketbook, took her dough out of her wallet, and dropped her wallet on the floor next to your leg when she got out.
Why, you're right. There is a wallet.
Of course I'm right. And 2 bits will get you a buck that her address is inside.
It's a bet. You're right. I owe you 2 bits. Jane Barton, Bigelow School of the Dance, East 50th Street.
Here you are.
You better turn around.
I know. East 50th Street. Right?
Right. You read my character like a book.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
Yes, sir?
I'd like to see Miss Jane Barton.
Is this business or personal, sir?
Why, business.
I see. Have you ever registered with us before?
Well, as a matter of fact, no, I haven't.
I see. And when did you want to start?
Right now, I suppose.
I'll see if Miss Barton is free. Hello, May. Is Jane free now? Uh-huh. Beginner or advanced?
What?
Are you a beginner or advanced?
Oh, advanced. By all means, advanced.
He says he's advanced. All right, I'll send him in. You can go into the dressing room. You'll be able to fill out the forms after your first lesson.
Dressing room?
Yes. Straight ahead. Just wear any outfit that fits. Then out the other door into the rehearsal hall. Miss Barton will be waiting.
One moment, please. Oh, it's you.
Yes, it's me. And please don't stare at my legs that way. You make me feel very self-conscious. I feel practically naked.
Don't be silly. Those shorts are very becoming. Trifle large, but very pretty.
Now, don't be sarcastic. I came here to return your wallet. You dropped it in the cab. Here I am, a good Samaritan. Look at the ridiculous situation you...
My wallet?
Yes, and don't play innocent. The cab driver saw you drop it deliberately.
Oh, he did he? Well, suppose you return it, then.
I'm sorry, I can't. It's in my pants in the dressing room. If you insist on dressing your customers in this ridiculous costume, you've got to suffer the penalties.
Oh, I do, do I?
Mm-hmm.
The girl outside said you were here for advanced lessons, Mr.
Kingston. Robert Kingston. All of my schoolmates call me Bob.
Well, I'm not a schoolmate of yours. I'm your instructor. And all of my pupils call me Miss Barton.
Very well, Jane. Shall we dance?
Sure. Sometime next month. The first few weeks, we always spend on limbering up exercises. Now, for the first exercise, you'll lie down on the floor and do 20 push-ups.
Push-ups? What kind of a dance school is this, anyway?
Oh, didn't you know? It's ballet.
Oh.
On the floor now. One and two, and one and two, and one.
You see? That's just one way the problems in the big city resolve themselves. Because after 2 weeks of advanced study, Bob and Jane were voluntarily sharing the same cab. And a week later...
Taxi!
Cab!
Yes, sir? Oh, it's you two. Now, no arguments. Now, the gentleman called me first.
Oh, no, no argument at all. You see, we're going to the same place.
Oh, that's nice. That's the way I like to see things. Hey, hop in then, eh? Hey, where to?
Oh, can't you tell? Bob told me all about you. He said you were a mind reader.
Hey, just character, lady. Just character. Where to?
Well, let me put it this way. Basing your answer on your character analysis, where would you like to take us?
Well, how about the Marriage License Bureau?
You see? Isn't he marvelous?
Marvelous.
Driver, you may proceed. And you know something? You were right about those games. Marvelous character. Just marvelous.
Thank you, Van Johnson. It was a great show, Van. Now, how about a curtain speech?
I do hope you've had as much fun listening to our little play as I have had in taking part in it. In fact, I'm getting a double kick out of this program, for it gives me an opportunity to say a few words about savings bonds. I buy them because I believe them to be the world's finest, safest investment. But more than that, it makes me a stockholder in the greatest country on earth. And I'm just one of some 80 million Americans who are bond buyers. If you aren't buying savings bonds, let me urge you to join with your fellow Americans in this mass demonstration of democracy at work. Savings bonds are the ideal way to save for a home of your own, an education for your children, or for your own retirement, so buy them and buy them regularly. Goodbye, everybody, and thanks for listening.
Goodbye, Van Johnson, and thanks so much for being with us. And now, friends, here's another great tune from Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, The Donkey Serenade. I've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed program for savings bonds presented weekly by this station as a public service. Our special thanks to the screen star Van Johnson for his appearance on our show. Louis Graff directed the play. Music was by the Savings Bonds Orchestra conducted by Harry Sosnick. Tune in again at this same time next week for another musical treat with another great star. Meanwhile, this is Wynne Elliott saying so long and urging you to save through the regular systematic purchase of United States savings bonds.